You're listening to SBS.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Just this month, the US and Iran agreed to press pause on months fighting. But the fragile peace is facing another test as agreements intended to calm the Middle East come under increasing pressure. Over the weekend, the United States accused Iran of attacking a commercial oil tanker near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command says American forces responded with strikes on Iranian military infrastructure, including surveillance systems and drone facilities along Iran's southern coast. Tehran says those attacks breached the recent ceasefire agreement and responded with missile and drone strikes on U.S. military facilities in Kuwait and Bahrain. Washington says Iran is attempting to impose its own conditions on an international shipping lane, as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz, warns Iran its leverage is slipping day by day.
They need to understand their leverage is diminishing. The Gulf Arabs are creating all kinds of alternatives to the Straits of Hormuz. The UAE is moving oil through its pipeline that it's expanding. The Saudi Arabia is moving oil through its pipeline that it's expanding. We will create alternatives to our basing posture there. We will harden some. Some may go underground. Others will move. So this leverage that Iran thinks it has now is diminishing faster and faster, literally every week as we speak.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi insists responsibility for restoring commercial traffic rests with Tehran alone.
Under the Memorandum of Understanding, the Strait of Hormuz will return to its pre-war capacity within 30 days, under the management that Iran will put in place and after the Islamic Republic of Iran removes the obstacles. These arrangements are being adopted and implemented, and responsibility for them rests with the Islamic Republic of Iran. No other body or country bears any responsibility in this regard under the Memorandum of Understanding signed between Iran and the United States.
Despite the latest tensions, commercial vessels continue passing through the strait. The ceasefire was also meant to ease recently heightened tensions, not just in Iran, but elsewhere in the Middle East. In Lebanon, a U.S.-backed framework agreement is already under pressure. Hezbollah refuses to disarm while Israeli troops remain in southern Lebanon. Israel insists its operations will continue until the threat along its northern border has been removed. Over the weekend, an Israeli drone strike killed one person and wounded two others in the southern Lebanese town of Nabatiyat al-Foqa. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has been targeting Hezbollah militants.
In the last 2 weeks alone, we eliminated over 200 terrorists, and since the beginning of the war, over 9,000 Hezbollah terrorists. We are eliminating their terrorist infrastructure throughout the entire area, in the entire yellow zone. We are simply wiping out the terrorist infrastructure, wiping them all out. There is a historic achievement here. This agreement strengthens Israel and Lebanon and weakens Iran and Hezbollah. And God willing, this is a sign of things to come.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, civilians are paying the price for ongoing war. Palestinian hospital officials say an Israeli drone strike hit sheltering displaced families who were living in tents. The attack in the Moasi area near Khan Yunis reportedly killed two siblings, 15-year-old Islam Musa and her 30-year-old brother Abdullah Musa. At least seven others were wounded. The Israeli military says it targeted a Hamas militant operating in the area, but has not released further details. Hours later, another strike wounded at least 12 people in western Gaza City, as humanitarian organizations say conditions in Gaza remain critical despite renewed efforts to secure a broader ceasefire. The human cost of the conflict is also being felt in Israel. At the funeral of her son, Captain David Hazut, who was killed while serving with the Israeli military in southern Lebanon, Galit Hazut made an emotional plea for an end to the fighting.
I'm asking, I'm begging you, if there's anyone here who can do something, enough with this damn war. I've been through Gaza, I've been through the West Bank, I've been through Lebanon, and I lost in Lebanon.
While the agreements reached in recent weeks are in place for now, another weekend of airstrikes, missile attacks, and drone strikes reveal it is tenuous. As world powers back diplomacy to deliver a lasting peace in the region, the outcome is increasingly uncertain. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.